Ruthann, who's next?
Abigail Bradford from Maine Conservation Alliance, and then Mark St. Germain.
Hello, good afternoon to you all. My name is Abigail Bradford, and I swear that this testimony is the whole truth and nothing but. I am a resident of Stillwater, and the same as Mr. Crockett, I live about 8 miles from Juniper Ridge Landfill by way of the Crow Flies. I am also Maine Conservation Voters Outreach Manager, as Ms. Burke mentioned. I am so glad to be able to testify in support of the proposed amendments to Chapter 400 Solid Waste Management Rules today. These changes will help protect my health, the health of my neighbors in the Penobscot Indian Nation, Old Town, Alton, and other communities near the Juniper Ridge Landfill. Clarifying the definition of in-state waste as only waste that is originally discarded in Maine, and not out-of-state waste that is processed here or that is used as landfill cover or stabilization, will help stop Maine from being the dumping grounds for other states who have banned hazardous waste. Adding the proposed definitions for environmental justice and equal protection will help ensure that the local residents who are most impacted by the landfill will be involved in the public benefit determination, as they always should have been. In my previous job, I studied our waste system and published multiple reports on the subject. Through this research, I learned about the toxic and hazardous makeup of the liquid leachate that landfills produce, and the evidence that even with the most advanced liners, this liquid will eventually leak out of landfills. Because of this, I am worried by JRL being sited so closely to tributaries that feed into the Penobscot River. That worry increased tenfold when I learned that hazardous waste that other states have banned to protect their residents' health, because it contains neurotoxins and potent carcinogens, such as arsenic and PFAS compounds, is being dumped at JRL. Listening to Ms. Lister's testimony this morning and Mr. Crockett's elaboration a moment ago, I became horrified to learn that leachate is not just leaking from Juniper Ridge, but is being actively discharged directly into the Penobscot River without being fully treated. I live next to and regularly swim in the Stillwater River downstream of this site. I don't want to stop enjoying the natural area outside of my home because I'm worried about my health. It's not okay for the health of those of us that live near Juniper Ridge to be impacted in exchange for profit. This is short-sighted, and the costs incurred from the pollution of this site will be huge for the taxpayers of Maine for a long time. Those are not the kinds of profit Maine should be seeking. Becoming the dumping ground for other states' banned hazardous waste is counter to protecting Maine's natural environment, which is the draw for our tourism and summer camp industries, and is what holds young Mainers like myself here and what draws others back. Maine Conservation Voters supports the proposed changes included in the citizen-initiated rule that is before you, and we urge the BEP to adopt these measures. Thank you very much for your time and consideration.
Thank you, Ms. Bradford. Any questions from board members? Seeing none, Mr. Mador, any questions from the department? No. Okay. Thank you, Ms. Bradford. Ruthann, who's next?
Mark St. Germain, and then TJ Troiano.